This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today, and it's going to be Martin Luther King Day on Monday. So happy Martin Luther King Day. And we get off work. Yay! So all is well. We've been puttering along. It's been a very exciting week. We have closed the year, and we're dealing with some of the ramifications from that. But that's fine, too. We'll get this all figured out, and we'll go from there. Had a couple of little issues that I will have to fix, but nothing too bad. You know, this is all new stuff, and we have lots of things that have to be kind of worked around, and some things are just the type of thing that it takes a little while to get all the details worked out. So, you know, we're going to be getting all the details worked out. It's going to be great. Looks like there was an accident here on the road, and there's a policeman that's alerting people to the fact there's been an accident, but I only see one car, so I'm not sure what went on there. Anyways, all is well. The writing's going fine. I'm working on book 16 right now. I think I just started chapter 20, which means I should be about two-thirds of the way through the book. I think I'm on target. I think I am on target this week, so that's good. Last week was a bit of a light week, but I had already banked some extra words for last week, so we're going along fine. Probably won't be doing many words tonight since it's small group. Our small group has gotten significantly smaller for tonight. Normally we have 15-ish, I think. 15-ish. Yeah, some including us. I think tonight we are going to have 4. So maybe 6. Some of it is that we are in the middle of a surge. And so we have one couple that said, you know what, we're just going to hunker down until the surge passes, which is just fine. They're an older couple. Most of our people are older couples, including us. Others have just had other work commitments come up and et cetera, et cetera. But you know what? We'll just be fine. We'll do the thing. I do have to scamper home and mop floors real quick and get some chairs set up and yada, yada, yada. Got to get all that stuff done. So, but we'll get all that done. It'll be fine. So the writing's going well. I think I know where I'm going to the end of the book, although I have a transition that I'm still not settled on yet. In the amazing way these things work out, though, I just keep wandering forward and then things tie together. So arcs that I never really expected to be arcs end up being arcs. And that's fine. You know, this is all just kind of a great writing adventure to put down as many words as I can, as fast as I can, and while keeping everything in balance with the work and with shopping and with costumes and with and with and with. And so far, so good. So God has been kind. Costumes are fine. Working on the mechanical wings right now for Be an Angel Day. That seems to be going fine. I had made some decisions about how I was going to do the actuators. But after I got the equipment in and sort of did a little more investigation, I think I'm going to just drop back and punt and order the kit from the mechanical wing maker. Because everything's there, and frankly, the raw materials to get it all done get me within $100, $150, $200, something like that, of where I need to be to have everything completed. And, in that type of a case, when I think about all the things I have to figure out how to wire up and how to mount and do this and that and that and that and that, and the amount of time that's going to take to get all those things done, you know, you start looking at dollars per hour and the number of hours investing, sometimes you just get to the point where you go, you know what, it makes more sense just to buy it from the person who's done this before, and then we move forward. So we're probably going to end up doing that. You know, things are puttering along. Otherwise, it's, you know, just all is well. All is well. So I just got a text. So apparently, I just got a text from a friend that said the Supreme Court, Supreme Court has blocked the vaccine mandate. So just a second, let me read. That's news. This is breaking news on the podcast. So, oh, just a second. Let me do this. Whoop, whoop. Okay, so we'll do that. Speaking of breaking news on the podcast, I got this random call the other day. It was funny. I get this random call, and I look at the number, and I'm thinking, okay, that looks like a personal number. Because it's hard to tell anymore. You get so much spam calls. It's hard to tell. And I looked at it, and I just thought, yeah, that's probably a personal number. So I answered it, and I said, hello. And they said, you know, hi. They said, hi, how are you? You may not remember me. This is so-and-so. And I was like, no. He said, I'm a locksmith, and I did some work for you. Oh, yeah. I didn't really remember him, but as he continued to talk, I remembered him. And he said, so I have a really random request. And I said, okay, that's fine. He said, my so-and-so, I forget, it was his brother-in-law or something, has got this really ratty-looking dog they've gotten. And so we've been kind of taking pictures, and we started its own Facebook page. And he said, we, you know, convinced them to, like, take pictures posed and doing different thing, and it's kind of turning into a thing, and it's a lot of fun. And he said, I think next I'm going to do, like, a news story where the dog will have him tied up and, like, have a knife to his throat or something. And he said, so, like, we need to kind of like do a news story, and I didn't know if I could send you a script and you could just read it, because I have you down in my phone as radio voice guy. And I said, you know, I said, I tell you what. He said, I'll pay you. I said, no, well, let's do this. Just send me the script, text it to me, let me look it over. You know, can I just, yeah, just do it on your phone. Okay. You know, I'll probably do it on my recorder since it's a little better. But anyways, so I may be doing a voiceover for some scraggly dog that has its own Facebook page now, but these are the adventures of life. So it'll be fun. This will have to be a little shorter today, although by the time I get home, it will be 20 minutes, which is the target. I just won't be able to sit in the garage and talk much because I have things to do before small groups, and it's already 5:10. I got away from work late because we had a long meeting, but we got it under control, and ta-da-da. So, anyways, it's fascinating to watch at this point. I've talked about COVID a lot, but this is really a fascinating thing, and I was talking to a friend today. And honestly, I've mentioned this before, but this is really the first time that I can recall in my life where it feels like there is a concerted, coordinated effort to move society and indeed the world in a certain direction. And there are many questionable things along the way as we have done this. And there are many things that just make you tilt your head to the side and go, what? What? And it's been fascinating to watch as perfectly reasonable people have expressed concerns or have expressed viewpoints, and simply for expressing those viewpoints have been excoriated and attacked and lambasted and demeaned You know, for instance, we had three renowned epidemiologists from Harvard, Oxford, and Stanford who put out something called the Great Barrington Declaration that simply said, you know, our approach to locking everything down may not be the best approach. Maybe what we should be doing is protecting the vulnerable. They were lambasted and called fringe epidemiologists and insulted. And this is by government officials who then get picked up in the national media that just repeat it. And then we find out that, in fact, the head of the NIH and Fauci, they were having email conversations, and he was like, we've got to stop this. Okay, why do we have to shut this down? But now that starts to come out. Early on, when people said, you know, this is very suspicious that this virus just happens to show up in Wuhan, where there's, you know, a research, genetic research lab. And the national press and the government officials say, this is ridiculous. Of course it has a natural origin. What are you talking about? Yes, it does. And then the emails come out. And we find out that, in fact, they were exchanging emails saying, you know, this might look like a lab leak. And, you know, but for international harmony, we've got to tamp this down and make sure people don't think it is. And then all of a sudden, these same officials, well, we never said that it wasn't a lab. I mean, it's just it's fascinating to watch. That finally now people are coming out saying, you know, there might be breakthrough cases with the vaccines and with this new Omicron. It might not actually protect you from getting infected. In other words, it's not really a plague of the unvaccinated. It's like everybody is spreading Omicron. It's been fascinating. Been fascinating to watch. And the other thing that's been fascinating here recently is this whole business of, well, you know, those COVID death statistics, well, that might have just include people who died with COVID and maybe not because of COVID. Oh, really? So all these deaths that we have said, this is the reason we have to lock down. Maybe that percentage was really lower. Maybe it was significantly lower. Yes, COVID has killed people. No question. COVID has killed people. But has it really killed all the people we think it's killed? That's the question. And I came across some statistics this week that I thought I'd kind of gotten to the point where there was really nothing that could surprise me. I mean, really surprise me. It's like, what? But I came across some statistics this week that a friend said something, and I went, what? I went and looked it up. So what started it was there was Project Veritas had released some other emails about some stuff, and one of them was was they had released some emails, or somebody had released, some Republicans or somebody had released some emails about the fact that Fauci had made a proposal, or somebody had made a proposal to the DOD, I think it was Fauci, to DARPA, that we should do gain-of-function research on these bat viruses so that, you know, because this is a transmission effect, that we can get these viruses, and we know these bat viruses can hop, so we need to do gain-of-function on it to make them more infectable to humans, because then maybe we can I don't know what the reasoning was. And DARPA, according to what I read, came back and said, yeah, we're not doing that. And they cited the potential danger. And then apparently, at least the interpretation that I saw from the emails was saying that then, you know, Fauci et al., someone else, went and got the grant money to go to whatever that agency was that then turned around and funded the Wuhan lab. Oh, man. But in conjunction with all that, my friend also sent me another thing that was part of a treasure trove of emails and things that were released. And it was a clip right from some military officials that in April of 2020, this military official had made this pronouncement, and I don't know enough about him. It's not essential to the story, but it's an interesting tidbit, where that military official in this email just came out and said, ivermectin is shown to be advantageous for the fight against COVID-19, hydroxychloroquine is shown to be advantageous, and so is interferon. Okay, so we'll just put that to the side. We also know that the military decided they were going to develop their own vaccine. But what's really interesting about all of this is that my friend, after he had sent me that, we were chatting a little bit, and he said, yeah, he said, you know, the military, and he mentioned a number as to what their deaths had been. Their deaths from COVID, according to their statistics. And I went, what? What? He said, yeah. Just look it up. Like, what? So I looked it up. I mean, I went to the DOD website for COVID, and I pulled down the cumulative totals. What's really cute is that you have to kind of dig down a little bit to get to these totals. The first thing that's listed on these totals is, this is not many people we have vaccinated. Okay, great. And then you scroll down a little farther, and it's the DOD COVID-19 cumulative totals. So they break out these totals. Mind you, this is as of January 12th, 2022. Okay, January 12th, 2022. So this is just like this week. They have their counts broken out between military, civilian, dependent, and contractors. Okay, so let's just take the totals. So the totals are that they have reported 461,000 cases. 461,000 cases of COVID in the military across their military personnel, across civilians working for the military, across dependents of the military, and across contractors. They have recorded 461,000 cases. Their death count total for all of those groups is 649. 649. Now, if you run the percentages on that, that's something like 0.0013. Okay, it's 0.0013. I ran a real quick count on the total cases in America and the total cases, total deaths, and it was like 0.015, which is what, 1.5%. Okay, those military numbers are an order of magnitude lower. It is one-tenth. And if you just focus on the military, okay, if you just focus just on the military on this chart, there is nearly 300,000 cases, and the deaths in the military for COVID are 88. Out of 300,000 cases, 88 people have died of COVID. Now, you might say, well, yeah, that's because they're all vaccinated. And so I was like, yeah, okay, maybe that's because they're all vaccinated. So did a little digging around. I dug back into January of 2020, and I found an article in Air Force Magazine where they had done a snapshot of COVID and the military as of January of 2021. Which, by the way, the first Pfizer vaccine was approved for use in, I'm getting my mail, was approved for use in December of 2020. So this is like 3 weeks after that approval. So this is 3 weeks after the first vaccine is approved. Okay, so there's not really much impact that this vaccine has had. And if I remember correctly, the military said, yeah, we're not using your vaccines, we're gonna use ours. And so they went off and developed their own. Okay, so this is a snapshot from January of 2021. This is 3 weeks after Pfizer's vaccine was approved. And so vaccines don't have any effect on this. Now, granted, this was some alpha, but it was also Delta didn't come in till 2021. So this is probably just alpha. Granted, alpha was not as deadly as Delta, but nonetheless. So as of January the 4th, 2021, when you look at same structure, when you look at the totals, for totals, there's 169, almost 170,000 total cases. And there is 183 deaths. If you just look at the military, there's 110,000 cases and there are 14 deaths. 14. And that's a fraction, tiny fraction. 14 deaths. There was only 945 people who were even hospitalized in the military through the first year of the pandemic for COVID. So, you know, this really raises a lot of questions. A, why don't we care about this? Why don't we care that there were only 14? Now, honestly, I've tried to look this up. It's like, why are the deaths in the military so low? And it was so funny because the stories that were coming up in like September of 2021, when Delta was sweeping through, the stories that were coming up were things like deaths in the military double in 1 month. And then you open up the story and it says, well, in 1 month, the deaths in the military went from 26 to 52. It's like saying, oh, yeah, that college over there, you know what? That professor, he's sleeping with half of the women who are professors in that college, except you find out there's only two professors in that college and he's sleeping with his wife. I mean, you can make statistics do anything you want. You can write headlines any way you want to get people to click on them. But the fact of the matter, the numbers being reported by the military are substantially lower than what has been reported in the press. Are substantially lower than what has been reviewed in the governmental speeches. And the question is why? Why? Does the military know how to treat COVID? Do the military actually treat COVID with therapies that are available? Has the military been doing that from the beginning? Does the military just count things differently? I mean, if the military is just counting things differently, and really our 800,000 deaths in America because of COVID is actually, it's more like 700,000 deaths with COVID and 100,000 deaths because of COVID. I mean, if we were showing these same numbers and it was an order of magnitude lower and we said, well, yeah, you know, there's been multiple million people who've been infected with COVID, and we've had 80,000 deaths as opposed to 800,000 deaths. How would the response have been different? And why isn't there any stories about this? Why is anyone saying, you know, that's really weird. Maybe we should look into this. But of course we don't. We all just keep puttering along. It's just very fascinating. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.